Paul, Nick was saying that he was relieved to get this out of the way now. I'm wondering, from your experience, how much of a distraction do these things become?
More on younger players than older players. Once they've been through it a couple times, they know what's going to get done. Clearly, that deal was going to get completed. And then you're just hopeful they don't feel like they got to try to earn it all on the first shift, that they can just go up and play. And the sooner we get Nicky into that mindset, we'll get him worth every penny.
What do you see his ceiling at?
Oh, wouldn't want to put one on him there, because he can play now both wings. He can play with different center icemen. He's made a huge jump from the end of last year. His training camp this year was really, really solid in terms of how many times you have to correct where he is positionally on the ice. He's picking it up. He gets it. He's heard it enough times now that we stopped worrying about it. It's one of the reasons the lines ended up the way they did. I didn't love Ehlers and Nicky and then Patty playing together on the wings with either center when it wasn't going. You had two really, really young guys, and Nicky's game meant that I don't feel I got two young guys on that line, even though their age tells me that they are. Nicky and Brian got a lot of veteran in their game now, and Patty clearly on the right had a pretty good exhibition, so we like it.
Paul, a lot of positive surrounding this team right now. How ready are they, do you feel, to get to business right away here?
They're looking forward to it. We've practiced a lot. It's not like it used to be with 5 weeks of camp, so away you go. There's still lots to do, but they've had enough of those kind of practices. They won't get those very often during the year, so they're ready to go. Yeah, I feel good about our goaltending. I like the way they've both played in exhibition. They both look different. Connor's physically quite a bit stronger than he was last year, so he looks solid in that. We're learning about Steve. He's played well in the exhibition, so we feel good about him.
Paul, do you feel this is the year that you make the jump from young to good
be
young
decided
team?
Tonight? We'll know it all by the end of the
game.
Okay,
okay, but well, that this is the year your kids start to pay off.
Turn pro. Right.
Yeah. And what part of your game sort of is the biggest hurdle in that regard to get over?
The defensive parts of the game with good, young, skilled offensive players. They come into the National Hockey League, and it's not pro hockey, so there's not the attention to it. There's also not the cost to it. So you can make a mistake in other leagues that other people clean up for you. But here, if you don't do your job, you got a real problem, and it takes them a while to learn that job. So as they get stronger in that, And as a group, they mature, and all of these players on both teams, these good young players, they're not going to score less, right? They learn on the offensive side as well, but as their games round out, they become pros. So we've invested 2 years in a lot of young players, and we can see it in how they practice, how they're able to get through the driving parts, the hard parts of practice. They can drive through them, and then the next day they come back and they're fresh again. They're stronger men. So we believe we've gotten better. We invested heavily in that the last year. I think last year we had over 900 games by players under the age of 25. So we are expecting those guys to get incrementally better in all parts of the game.
Paul, what went into the decision-making process for your third and fourth lines? I know it's just a starting point, but...
Well, Adam Lowry is one, so that sets the wings up on that. We feel we need to have at least five guys in that group right now with who the centermen are. Changes what you've got on your wings. We need at least five guys that can kill penalties there based on the way the exhibition games have been called. If we get into anything that looks like our very first exhibition game, we had 33 minutes of 5-on-5 hockey. I think we're all hoping that the players have made the adjustments and we understand how the game is going to get called, so we have more 5-on-5 time and it's a bit more reasonable. But if not, I don't think you can run your power play guys and your penalty kill guys on the same system, so you need to have as many guys killing penalties as you do on the power play.
You talked about Copp's versatility a lot. Why him at center rather than on that third line wing?
Because Sean's an option for us at center when Copper was out. He just hasn't played center an awful lot since his first tour of duty in Florida. He just hasn't had enough time there, and we know for chunks of the year last year, Matthias Lowry and Armia were real good, real good line for us, 5-on-5, and played in a bit of a shutdown role. So we have that comfort level with that. Copper, you know, played a year at center. I like him on the wing as well, but he felt that he was 100% ready to go, so that's why we structured it that way.
I know you're both busy men, but have you ever had a chance to sit down with Mike Babcock, even for a couple of minutes, and talk about your shared experiences coaching in Toronto? And what's it been like for you to coach two Canadian teams?
Yeah, not so much lately. We would meet under the stands sometimes in Detroit and commiserate early on, and then you get busy. And coaching the best place in the world to coach is in Canada, especially, I think, as you get older. It's good to do it twice, right, so you can kind of learn from your first tour. Toronto's not an easy first tour. How do I say this the right way? I don't save lives for a living, right? Like I don't. So I coach a hockey team. But it's nice being in a place you don't have to explain your job, right? It doesn't matter that people think you're special because you're coaching the Jets. The Jets are special. NHL's hockey is special. So they appreciate it as much as you do, right? You get them to the rink jacked up. You love your job. And the people in town across Canada love hockey, so it's a great place to work. There's pressure that comes with it, there's scrutiny that comes with it, and certainly opinions that come with it. That's a really good thing. That's what pro hockey or pro sports should be all about. The more people that got an opinion on your hockey team, the better it is for everybody. It's the best place in the world to work.
You spent a lot of training camp focusing on the defensive zone. What are some of the telltale signs you'll be looking for as the game goes
Just
on?
Just goals against. Would be the big one.
In terms of commitment, I mean, what are some of the signs you'll see?
It's not really so much about a commitment, right? So those young players especially, they need to understand how important it is and believe it's that important. The value of playing well defensively, you're going to win more hockey games, but you're going to generate more offense. You'll spend more time with the puck, which is what both teams want to do. Like, their offensive numbers are really, really good. Our offensive zone time and numbers are really good. So both teams want to play in the other team's end because we're really good at it. Getting the puck there and controlling the puck to get it there is going to be all based on how well you play defensively and how well you battle. We both have put a lot of young guys into the lot of. Neither one of our defensive metrics are great, but they're both going to get better this year for both teams.